And this final note for the week, allons enfants, let's celebrate Bastille Day. In France, they're having a giant picnic. Free food all over Paris. They're even letting them eat cake. The French national holiday comes 10 days after ours, but the event they're celebrating, the storming of the Bastille, took place 13 years after our own Declaration of Independence. Well, we always were younger and more obstreperous than the French. July 14th, 1789, the French Revolution begins. Louis XVI is in Versailles. A mob of Parisians march on the huge, grim fortress-turned-state prison in the eastern part of town. The Bastille represents everything that is wrong with the monarchy. Despotism, corruption, suppression. The idea that day was to get the guy in charge to release the arms and munitions stored in the Bastille. When he stalled, they stormed. By the way, inside, they found just 7 prisoners, 4 being held on charges of forgery. Days later, the big bad Bastille was razed. The French take their July 14th very seriously, pausing on this date to raise their voices in what became the Song of Revolution, arranged by Berlioz, to be sung by, in his words, everyone with a voice, soul, and blood in his veins. Our own Scott Simon happens to be in France right now.
I've always wanted to say this. Sing La Marseillaise! Sing La
Marseillaise! 1, 2, 3!
I was told they could sing. I was misinformed.